Hello everyone, how are you doing? It's Manifestation back again with another podcast. I know I've been gone for a little minute, but I'm back now officially. I was going through some things. I went through a time period of where I didn't really want to speak to anyone. I had to gather my thoughts, and it was a lot of stuff financially, and it was a lot of stuff financially, mentally that I was going through. I had to find myself again, if you will. I started to slightly lose sight of my dreams. I started to slightly lose hope and lose sight of my vision that I had. But I'm back now, and I want to talk to y'all today. What I want to talk to y'all today about is Black people. Yes, I said it. That's right. I would like to talk to the world about Black people. And particularly, I would like to talk about how we always scream that we want a change. That's going to be the main topic today. How Black people are so quick to always, we want to change. We want to see a change. Things are not right. Why aren't things changing? Things will never change in the Negro community until things start to change within ourselves. We cannot expect to change worldwide until the Negro starts to change himself and starts to portray himself as no longer being a beast, as no longer being a problem. We have to come together and band together at a certain point in our life in order to see a change. We will not be able to see a change worldwide until we change ourselves. And I know a lot of you are asking, well, be more specific, Manifestation. Be more specific. Go into more detail about what you mean specifically. And I'm here, my brothers and sisters, to tell you that's what I'm going to do today. When I say we need to see a change within the Black community, I mean, you turn on the news, you turn on the TV. I don't like to use this term, but there's a lot of Black on Black crime. Now, I don't like to use Black on Black crime because the white man kills the white man. It is not known as white on white crime. The Asian man kills the Asian man. It is not known as Asian on Asian crime. But by us being African American and people of color, when one Negro kills another Negro, it is always known as Black on Black crime. And that is because they have portrayed us as the villain for so many years. They have portrayed us as these monsters who have no home training. They have betrayed us to the public as animals who, when they don't get what they want, they riot, they destroy property, they do all types of damage. And that is not true, because rioting and all of the things that we do, that is simply the voice of the unheard. We have asked you to hear us. We have asked you several times to listen to our frustration and do something about it. And when you choose not to do anything about it, and you choose to continuously overlook us and not try to fix our problems that we are addressing you with, and you choose not to come to our aid when you hear us crying, that is when we become angry. That is when we become outraged and we show our destruction. That is when. A lot of people used to say, well, why can't you do it peacefully like Martin Luther King? Why does everything always have to result to violence? Why does everything have to always be destroyed? Why are you so angry? And I'm here to tell you right now, my brothers and sisters. Please forgive my slur of speech. I'm here right now to tell you that we are angry because of how we are treated. If you constantly turn on the TV, it's constantly police officers killing Black men, Black unarmed men. This has been going on since the 1800s, since the 1900s, and nothing has ever been done about it. As Malcolm X said, they traded their white sheets and their hoodies in for blue and black uniforms. And I strongly stand by what he said to this day, because if that was not true, then it would be more police officers that have been brought to justice. No police officer has been brought to justice or suffered severe consequences for the murder of any unarmed black men to this day. They have been granted leave without pay, and they have been moved to a different city until things die down, or they have been forced to change their names, or nothing has happened to them. They tell the black community, they tell the Negro community that something has happened, something has changed, we have made a change, we have taken care of the problem, and the Negro community believes this. Once they hear it, they believe it, and when they believe it, then the riots have ceased. Everything goes back down. They calm the storm. Once they calm the storm and everything blows over, that same police officer, that same person who has committed these who has committed these hideous crimes against young black people, they go back into the force. They go back to their jobs. They go back to getting paid. That's all that it is. But I'm here to tell you now, my brothers and sisters, until we change within ourselves, they will continuously look at us as animals. They will continuously look at us as though we are not equal to them. And when I say them, I'm not just talking about the white race. I'm talking about every race. I'm talking about the media. Everything that portrays us on television, social media, they look at us as a joke. Because we cry and scream for justice, but at the same time, we're murdering our own people in the streets on a daily basis. In order for us to see a change, we have to all agree to come together and unite. We have to lift one another up. We have to stop hating on one another. We have to start lifting each other up and supporting each other and stick together. Once we start sticking together, that's when they will start to take us seriously. Until then, they will never take us seriously, and they will always consider us a joke in their eyes. And you can believe me if you want. You can believe me not. I'm telling you now, from watching different news channels, different TV stations, they consider us a joke, because how can they take us serious when we don't take our own self serious? They look at us as, how are you mad at this white man for killing little JoJo when you just killed Sam and Frank because they owed you $60? How are you mad at us for killing Tim when you killed Nathan and Patrick and Quantavious because they killed your homeboys out of revenge? They did something to you. You didn't like it. You and your homeboys rolled on them niggas and you killed them and got revenge. You didn't get your money. Something went wrong. Drug deal went awry. So you off them. Now you got street cred for it. You have street cred for taking them out because they disrespected you. And I'm here to tell the world today, that is bullshit. That is pure bullshit. It's those type of actions that make the media and it makes the government and everybody else look at us as jokes. And those people laugh at us, because how can they take us seriously when we don't even take ourselves seriously? We continuously cry about how we want to see a change. We continuously march. We continuously protest. But we don't support each other. So how is that going to change? We will never see a change. And I'm telling you that now. We will never see a change until we start to change ourselves. When we start to change ourselves, that and only that, that's the only thing that will matter. As being an African-American Negro, I am here today to tell you that a lot of the things that we do, we've gone astray from the path that was paid for us, the path that Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, and all of these great national leaders paid for us. They paid and died. They died paving this way for us so we could stick together and have a better future. And yet here we are, we've strayed from that path and went down a totally different path, a path of destruction, a path of violence, a path of drugs. We have done what the white man has wanted us to do from the beginning, and that is destroy ourselves. And we continuously do that on an everyday basis. And when someone brings up the fact that we're destroying ourselves, the Negro community becomes outraged. They start to rise. They start to ignore what is plain facts. They start to ignore what's easy to see because they don't want to hear it. If you try to talk some sense into some of these Negroes. They look at you as you being uppity, you're being woke, you think you know everything, when that is truly not the case. So my question to you, my brothers and sisters, is when are we going to change ourselves? Because until we change ourselves, we will not ever see a change. And I'm telling you that coming from a young African American. I've watched the TV, I watched the news. I grew up in a one-parent household. My father was never there for me. I was raised by my mother and my little sister. I had both of them in my life. I never had a father figure, but I came out an outstanding, young, strong black man. The one that you hear on this podcast today. And I ask my African American brothers and sisters and everybody who supports the African American community, if you have African American friends, please let them know that violence is, I'm not going to say violence is never the answer, but violence is only necessary after you've gone unspoken and unheard. Violence is never the first choice. You should always resort to violence as your last resort. You should always try to use your words, negotiate, express yourself. And once you've expressed yourself and tried to negotiate and tried to get an understanding from these people, then by all means, that's when the violence should occur. Because if a dog bites you back, are you going to go to the hospital and cry and say that this dog bit me? Or are you going to fight back against that dog? Me, for one, I'm going to fight back against that dog. If that dog bites me, I'm going to lay that dog down. If that dog does not leave me alone. My brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you today that through all of the obstacles that we've been through all of the deaths, through all of the police brutalities, we have yet to unite and stand up together. We march, we protest, we do all of these things for a reason. After we do it for a couple of weeks, we cease, we stop. Just because the police officers and everybody else, they paint an image of what we want to see. It is never really the truth. They always paint an image of what they want us to see. And when they paint this image of what they want us to see, and we take the bait and we calm down, once they quiet the storm and they calm the storm, everything goes back to its normal routine. And I'm telling you that for vital information, please pay close attention. I was listening to Brother Malcolm X on YouTube for the last couple of nights, and he was saying a lot of things that made sense to me. A lot of the music artists in the music industry, a lot of these leaders, a lot of these actors that we look up to, they are no more than house Negroes. And I know I'm making a bold statement by saying that, but they are no more than house Negroes. Just because of the simple fact, out of all of the celebrities and all of the famous artists, I feel as though we have not had anyone to strike a movement yet. We have not had anyone to use their high and mighty power and power position to stand up and say, this is not right, what is being done to the black community. I will do something about it. We will do something about it. We will stick together and we are going to make a change, because us as the African American community, we are tired of seeing our people killed in cold blood every single day for no reason, for getting killed, for being unarmed, for getting killed because you chose to go into the wrong house and you killed an innocent bystander and you were held to no consequences, no repercussions were forced upon you. And I continuously ask myself to this day, what would I do if law enforcement were to break into my house and kill my wife in front of me? And now I'm heartbroken. He's suspended at home with his wife and child. And the only thing that has happened to him is that his pay has been deducted. I would be outraged and I would want that officer's head on a table. That is how I truly would feel about it. My brothers and sisters, all I'm asking here today is that we take the time out to just finally come together and we finally realize that us as a black community, we outnumber everyone a million to one. If you've seen the Disney movie Ants, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. When the ants were separated, they could never do nothing or accomplish anything on their own. The grasshoppers ran everything because the ants were so terrified of the grasshoppers. But it took that one ant to stand up to his entire colony and tell them, we have to band together. We are more powerful than them. I will go and seek us help. If I go and seek us help, we have to fight back. I refuse to continuously bow down to them any further. They treat us bad. We are stronger than them. We outnumber them. Even in the movie, the grasshopper said it to himself as he told one of his colleagues, those ants outnumber us a million to one. If they ever realized how much power that they had, they would easily overthrow us and easily overrun us. But yet, as part of the African American community, it is though we do not realize the power that we hold till this day. And now I ask you, my brothers and sisters, when will you realize the power that you hold? When will you realize everything that you have? When will you realize that we hold all of the power in our hands? We have the power to make changes. We have the power to do everything that we have been marching and complaining about. But before we can do all of that, we must first come together and unite as one and show them that our bond is stronger together than separated. And until we do that, they will continuously take us as a joke and they will never take us serious. A lot of African American Negroes today in the world, they joke around. That's my nigga. I'm gonna ride for this set. This is my set. I do this, I do that. At the end of the day, you have no set, because once you are eliminated, there is no coming back. And I say that to say this. A lot of people love to live by the code of the street. They love to live by the code of the street. They're not snitches. They're ride or die. They're real niggas. They hold their own. If a nigga crosses them wrong, they'll be more than happy to lay that nigga down like a dog that's been sick for a couple of years, if not a couple of months. They will be more than happy to lay that person down. And I ask you, why? Why is it that you are so willing to lay down someone of your own race, but you refuse to fight for it? You will eliminate your own race over pettiness of money, drugs, and reputation, other than standing up and fighting for your own race, because it is another war that we are fighting that people are blind to till this day. And my question is, when will the African-American culture wake up and realize that until we stick together, nothing will ever be accomplished? Until we stick together, nothing will ever get done. That is the only time they will stop looking at us as being hoodlums. In actuality, we will never stop being hoodlums to them just because of the color of our skin. They look at us as beasts. They look as though we are beneath them, when in reality, we are far above them. We are the chosen people. We are the kings and queens. We are the ancient ones. My brothers and sisters, if you don't take anything from my message today, just take this. Until the African American community comes together, and until we can agree that we need to make peace within ourselves to stick together, we will never see a change. Nothing will ever change for us. How do you think Malcolm X? How do you think Martin Luther King Jr.? How do you think all of these monumental men got so much accomplished and got so much done and changed? Because they stood by their word. They stood by their people. They refused to back down. They stood up and they fought. Yes, they might have been scared. Yes, they might have been petrified, knowing that they could die at any minute. But in their minds, they were setting up the younger generation so they would not have to go through the same trials and tribulations that they had to go through for several years. They would not have to go through the same trials and tribulations that their great-great ancestors and great-great-great-great ancestors went through. They did all of that to pave a better way for the future of America, and here we are, the future of America, still eliminating ourselves over petty conversations, over gambling money, over reputation, over debt, over liquor. That is not the way that our great ancestors wanted us to live. That is not the way that they wished for us to live. They died fighting for our country. They died trying to prove that the African American Negro is much more than what you think he is. The African American Negro is a strong man. It is a black man. The African American culture is a culture that can come together in peace and love and show nothing but peace and love and stick together. And we have failed, Brother Malcolm X. We have failed, Brother Martin Luther King. We have failed both of them because of the path that the African Americans have chosen to go down. We have led astray from the path of righteousness. We have been led astray from the past of sticking together and cooperating with each other and standing up and fighting for what's right. If it's not dealing with money, sex, alcohol, drugs, to the African American, it has no meaning. My brothers and sisters, I come to you today to express how I feel. That is the main purpose that I developed this app, to express how I feel and to say how I wanted to feel without being criticized for it, even though criticism does not bother me not one bit, because everybody is entitled to their own opinions. But at the same time, I'm tired of going unheard and no one listening to me. I used to be afraid to speak up and speak my mind and speak how I felt without a Christian or anyone else trying to put me in my place, telling me this is what God would have done. God would not have wanted this. You should turn the other cheek. You should be a good neighbor. God will handle everything. You just have to pray about it. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, we have been praying for decades. We have been praying for millenniums. At a certain point in our life, we have to stop praying and we have to start taking action. God will look out for us. God will shower us with love. But at the same time, if we continue to pray and not show any form of action and just sit on our laurels and pray and pray and pray, nothing will get done. We also have to work. We have to pray and work. We have to put in the work. We have to stand up. We have to make sure that we build a strong foundation and we stick together. Otherwise, everything will continuously start to fall. It will continuously crumble. Excuse me. That was the proper terminology for it. It will continuously start to crumble, and it will never get back. It will never get back to the way it used to be. And that's what I'm here today to do, to try to tell the African American that we need to get back to our roots. We need to get back to the way things used to be back in the 1950s and 60s. Not saying that racism should be a part of it, because racism is no longer alive throughout the black community. You know what? Let me rephrase that, because racism still is alive. A lot of people choose not to address the issue of racism because they say racism is not alive. They try to make racism seem like it was a mythical creature, like it never existed, like it was all a hallucination, when in fact, racism still exists till this day. Once again, they traded their white sheets, hoodies, and horses in for Dodge Chargers, black and blue uniforms, and sometime beige. They are still here amongst us. How do you think all of these officers are getting off with just getting paid and not suffering or facing any consequences? They are not facing any consequences because in the police community, one bad apple spoils the bunch. That's what they used to say in high school. In school, they used to tell you one bad apple can spoil the bunch. That one rotten apple can make all the rest of the apples look sour to the core. It can make you sick to your stomach just because of that one bad apple that you found in that bunch. You see that one bad apple in that bunch, you do not want to fool with the rest of them just because you found that one bad apple. And if it's one bad apple in that bunch, that one bad apple can spread to all of the other apples, and they can slowly start to turn bad. I tell you this, my brothers and sisters, the time to stand up for our community, the time to stand up for what's right is now. We must stand up for what we believe in. We must start having each other's back. We must stop fighting each other constantly. We must stop killing each other constantly. Every time I turn on the news channel, another black person dead, another African American dead by the hands of our own people. When will we stop killing? When will we stop killing our own people and start loving each other? When will we stop hating each other and just telling each other, I love you. How's your day going? It's nice to meet you. Have a good day, sir. How's everything been? We do not do that. We see our own kind in the streets. And if we don't like that person, oh, that's a bitch nigga. That's a hoe nigga. That nigga right there, he owes me some money. That's the nigga that killed my cousin 4 years ago. I'm gonna kill that nigga. And then they wonder why the white man and the police and everyone else calls us hoodlums. They call us vigilantes. They call us all of these absurd names because that is what we act like. They say you are what you act like. And that is why they continuously call us animals, because in their eyes, all we do is act like animals. Are we going to continue to prove them right, or are we going to stand up and make a change and show them that we can stand together and unite and be a force to be reckoned with and tell them enough is enough? But before we can do that, though, we must come together as a black community, which seems like it's almost impossible to do nowadays. And I do not understand. My brothers and sisters, the last message I have before I go. In today's society, we have two types of Negroes. We have the house Negro and we have the field Negro. Now, the house Negro, those are the people in the industry and of higher power who answer to the white man's will, who answers to the government's will. Those are those people. The white man tells them what to do and they do it for the white man, but just because that they are people of color, the white man expects that the people of color will listen to them. And they will bend to their will. So they send messages to them. The celebrities, the music artists, the actors, all of those are just puppets. That's all they are. They are puppets being controlled by a string that we cannot see because it is invisible to the naked eye. They control those people and they tell us, and they tell those people to, they tell those people what to tell the black community. And a lot of us, we are yes men. We follow them. We, yes sir. Oh, well, he said it's okay. Oh, well, he's not mad about it. Well, it's not that serious. Then you have the field Negroes. The field Negroes, those people are your Tupacs. Those people were your Malcolm X's, your Martin Luther King's. Those were the people who fought back, who stood up, who would not be controlled, who did not want to be controlled by or let be controlled by a string. They were the leaders of their own destination. They were the leaders of their own fate. They did what they wanted to do for their people, and they did what they did for their people just so that we would not have to continue to live like how they were living. And we have let all of those people down here in the year 2022. And it's a sad day. If Brother Malcolm X and Martin Luther King were here today sitting with me, they would be so disappointed in how far that we've come. They would be so disappointed in how the black community has acted over the last several decades, how everything that they worked for has been thrown away, and no one has tried to carry out the legacy or the message that they have been trying to carry, that they had tried to carry out for years, that they finally got across. It took these two monumental men dying for the black community to fight back with all of its power. Over the last several decades, the black community has lost that power. We have lost that will to fight. We have submitted. And I'm here to tell you today, we shall no longer submit. We shall stand up for one another and we shall fight back. I'm Manifestation. Thank you for listening, my brothers and sisters.